right, good morning. Just want to start by saying congratulations to Jason Peters, and we're excited that he's going to be an Eagle for the next several years. And, you know, his desire and mine as well is that he retires an Eagle, and so we're excited to have him and have him sign for the next few years. So congratulations to him, and now it's time to play some ball.
As you say, the next few years, are you anticipating him being the left tackle going forward and Lane Johnson staying at the right side for that entire time?
It's hard to speculate, you know, obviously on that. This year, that would be the scenario. That would be the case in the future. You know, that's something that we would definitely cross that bridge if we needed to move him inside, for instance. You know, but right now, he's left tackle, Lane is right. I think that would be hard for Jason. He's played left tackle, you know, the majority of his career. It'd be hard for him now all of a sudden to jump over. But again, you know, I don't want to get into the speculation on that, but just excited that he's here and working at left tackle.
A guy like him, I mean, and his run blocking abilities, he would be an asset at guard, right?
I think so. I think with his size, is like you mentioned, his athleticism, strength, gosh, the way he comes off the ball would be a great asset, really, really anywhere along that offensive line. But guard could be a potential spot down the road.
Doug, how much did you push for this? Or were you involved in you know, trying to make sure that you advocated for JP here?
You know, I didn't really push. I just knew these things, you know, work themselves out in time. I'm just excited that he's here, and that I get to work with him now for the next few years. And you know, he's a great player. He's a great asset, and anchors that offensive line, obviously. But outside of that, I didn't do anything above and beyond the norm of just wanting him here.
It seemed like you guys found the right mix of resting him last year to keep him healthy. If you do that again this year, how much does he still have left, do you think?
Well, that would be a Jason Peters question, I think, because he knows his body. I know that the way we handled him last year, he started 16 games for us. He was a Pro Bowl left tackle. And you know, those are some of the same things we got to continue to do this year with him. And same way with Brent Celek and other guys on the team, we were able to manage their reps and keep them healthy for 16 weeks. So we'll try to keep that same formula going.
During the spring, we've seen you line Danelle Pumphrey up all over the place. You know, what kind of value does he bring when you can put him in the slot? You can bring him wide, motion him in. What do you envision for him?
Well, I think that if we can continue down this path and he continues to learn and grow in our system, it does create some opportunities, matchup opportunities, you know, for us offensively on linebackers and possibly safeties utilizing his he really has unique route running ability for a guy of his size, being considered a running back. He actually is a very good route runner, and he's smart. He's a smart kid. So much like Darren Sproles, and the fact that we can move him around and take advantage of that, and that could be beneficial for us.
Talking about continuity up front for Carson and his development, how much is the decision to keep Jason Peters and Jason Kelce, despite higher cap numbers around, to have that continuity for Carson to take some steps forward?
I think it's huge. I think it's huge to have your offensive line intact that way. You know, especially a guy like Jason Kelce in the middle. He's the field general for that group, and he's a smart guy, and he gets the guys going in the right direction. And he and Carson have a great relationship in IDing things defensively, protections, runs, things of that nature. And now having Jason, you know, anchored there on the left side just gives you a comfort factor on your backside, being a right-handed quarterback. You know, I know the feeling of having, you know, back in the day, having those Trey Thomases over there or the John Runyons on the right side, to have those anchors on your edges gives you a little more comfort as a pocket passer and someone that, can just take advantage of those guys being the core of your offensive line.
Training camp. I know, you know, you kind of backed off on him as far as live contact last year after Jordan's injury. You approach it the same way this year?
I'm going in with the same mentality. We're gonna stay aggressive and we're gonna hit and we're gonna put the pads on. And I think off the top of my head, I believe we have like three live practice days that we'll tackle and take guys to the ground. Other than that, everything will be you know, what we call a thud or, you know, in pads. But I think it's important that, we do that and maintain that aggressiveness and that that willingness to hit. And so we'll continue that this year.
What did you see out of Elijah Qualls? I mean, the fact that he was gone, you know, for the OTAs, you know, his first practice, I'm sure he's probably a little bit behind, but, I mean, just what your thoughts and impressions were.
Yeah, first of all, Monday night, you know, he's excited to get back here, number one. He was eager to get back here. He's a great kid, loves ball. And then yesterday at practice, just watching him mix with the units, you know, with the vets and getting in there on a rotating basis, you know, he's learning. He's learning, and it's tough when those guys aren't here and they missed quite a bit, especially rookies, you know, not missing that OTA time. But again, he's another guy that very explosive, a smart kid, going to pick it up relatively fast, and we'll see where he's at. Obviously, going into training camp.
Yesterday's practice seemed very spirited. You know, a lot of communication, a lot of back and forth. Is that due maybe to the increase in competition that you have at each position this year?
That and the fact they're almost done. no, I think you're right. I think that's part of the fact that one of the different. You know, philosophical changes, I guess, that I did was create some competitive periods in OTAs and just, you know, nothing out of the ordinary except just putting them in more football situations and letting the guys compete that way, ones versus ones, twos versus twos, and then so forth. And, you know, the guys yesterday were, for flipping the schedule like it did with the issues we had here, handled it extremely well. And that's what I've seen all of spring, and so excited about finishing up strong these next couple of days and hopefully carries into camp.
Okay, back to Qualls for a second. I mean, he said yesterday that he kind of got a bad rap as far as not being able to get to the quarterback because of the system they played there. He's much better at that. Have you seen that too?
Yeah, you know, he comes out of a more of a 3-4 of a two-gap type defensive, philosophy and scheme, and there's nothing wrong with that, and more of a read and react, and our front that Schwartz has, and with Chris Wilson and Philip Daniels have really, our guys are coming off the ball and their attack style, and they're up the field, and you know, that's something that you know, when we look for D linemen, those are the things we want to look for, guys that can be explosive that way, and he definitely has those traits.
Has Carson shown the consistency you want to see this spring?
He has. He's done a really nice job. One, leading the football team, coming in second year with a lot of confidence, being the leader of the football team and showing the things that he worked on during the spring prior to football, prior to OTAs, that he's been able to work on and carry all of offseason.
Yeah. He's had some wobbling with the patches still. Summertime sailing.
None. You know, I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that throw a wobble pass here and there that are still pretty accurate. So he was 11 of 12 yesterday, so I'm not concerned with a wobble here and there.
Last year when you broke these mini camps, there was an off-field incident like 2 or 3 hours later. What's your message going to be to the team as they kind of head into a long period where they're away from?
Yeah, you know, and that obviously from my standpoint, that's a concern. Just they have some time off before camp, and my message is just going to be, guys, you just got to be smart. I mean, we're building something. We're building for the future, and you want to definitely be a part of that, and you don't want to do anything that can disrupt not only what we're trying to build here, but you're representing yourself, your family, and your name, and you just gotta be smart. You know, the decisions and choices we make in life, and learn from past experiences. I think that's a great I think it's a great teacher for everybody to learn from those, and you know, that'll be my message for the guys and for all of us in the next couple of weeks.
Carson, this time of year, what measurements do you look for to determine if it's a good practice, a bad practice, so forth?
Well, I want to see decision making. You know, the accuracy, the timing, are his eyes in the right spot? You know, those little incremental increases from over last season, learning from last season, learning from the mistakes made and the good plays from last year, and then just putting all that together as we continue to study him and what we're doing offensively.
One more on Jason Peters. Well, do you think there's value in a guy like him, a likely Hall of Famer, wanting to be here, wanting to be part of this, as far as the effect it has on the rest of the team and the organization?
Yeah, it says a lot that he wants to, you know, finish out his career here and retire an Eagle. I think it's so important. It's a great message to send to the rest of the guys that, you know, that you continue to work hard and do right, you will be rewarded. And I think that's this the name of the game. You know, you as Jason's done his whole career, he's worked extremely hard. He's put himself in great positions. He's a Pro Bowl left tackle. He's an anchor of that offensive line. And, you know, a guy that even now on the back end of his career, let's say, still practices fast, still practices hard, still rallies the troops. And you don't see that a lot from a lot of your veteran players. And so it's very valuable and a great message to the rest of the team.
Which veterans do you not see that from?
That was a joke. I got that.
Is there an effort this offseason and season on defense, maximizing more position flexibility?
Offensively or?
More so even.
Position flexibility?
Yeah.
You got a instance or a certain situation?
Linemen, you know, maybe DNs, moving them into the tackle, you know, if you have a...
I think going into the second year and the guys understanding, you know, Jim's philosophy and scheme, being able to move those guys around, whether Fletcher plays an end and a tackle or Brandon can come inside, outside. It all depends on the situation of the game, the type of people we want on the field, Vinny inside, Vinny outside, things like that, moving guys around, maybe standing a guy up, linebackers coming off the edge in a DN position. I think that flexibility really fits into the scheme and the attack style of defense that we're looking for.
And you couldn't do it as much last year with Jim kind of learning the personnel and...
Yeah, that, you know, the guys learning and being in position to just understand their role can kind of, you know, sort of hurt that development. But again, year two, guys know what's going on. They're playing a lot faster.
You have a lot of new receivers between the rookies and the free agents. How is Carson and them kind of gelling right now? Do you feel like they're all on the same page and that unit is all on the same page even without having Jordan right now?
Yeah, and the one thing we're doing, and Frank has done a great job of this, is making sure Carson's working with the guys that, you know, are the Alshons, the Tories. You're seeing Nelson in the slot a little bit more, you know, and Zach Ertz and the guys. So it's the guys that have been kind of the quote-unquote starters in years past, that he's kind of sticking with those guys and working with those guys, because those are the ones you want to build that rapport with. And the young guys are learning and filling in those spots, and they're getting a lot of good valuable time too, whether it's a routes period working with Carson or an individual period where they get to work with Carson. And that's where all the timing and the development comes from. And I think it's valuable for those guys and really for Carson to understand, you know, timing, accuracy, decision making, and, you know, just being on. We talk about being on time and in rhythm with throws as a quarterback, and it's valuable. This is a great time to learn that for young players.
What's going on with Ryan Matthews?
Thanks, guys.
Is Brian Matthews here?
No.